Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. The Monday after Super Bowl Sunday, and I've got a column I wrote this morning, got up at 5 in the morning and wrote it, and I want you to hear it. It's gotten some of the best response of anything I've ever written in my life. Not just overwhelming response. Lots and lots of people say, I love it. I agree with you. It's fantastic. Thank you, Wayne, for speaking for us. But also, everyone, 100% positive. There is no negative. You know, there's nothing in life where you don't find people on both sides. There's always disagreement. Certainly in America, there's always disagreement. Not on this one. Everybody's on my side. It is titled, I Did Not Stand for the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl. Here are some of the important questions for the NFL. I repeat, I did not stand for the Black National Anthem. The so-called Black National Anthem was sung at the Super Bowl on Sunday, and I did not stand. Did you? I find this disgraceful and disgusting. I find it racist. I find it divisive. I find it offensive and insulting. Not because I'm white, but because I'm an American. I grew up in a blue-collar neighborhood in a majority black town. I am Jewish. My neighbors were Italian Catholic and Irish Catholic. At my high school on the Bronx borderline in Mount Vernon, New York, almost everyone was black. I was the minority. I was bullied. I was attacked. I was beaten. But I never asked for an anthem to celebrate my minority status. Why would we celebrate a national anthem for only one group? I thought we were all Americans. Should there be 20 national anthems before games? That would take an hour. Anybody want that? Why not a white national anthem? If you can have a black anthem, why not a white one? Why can't I celebrate being white? Why is one racist and the other is just fine and dandy? Why not a Jewish national anthem? Blacks make up 12% of America, but Jews make up only 2%. Aren't Jews even more of a minority than blacks? So why shouldn't our minority be celebrated too? Why does only one minority qualify? Why not an Italian national anthem, or Irish, or Polish, or Latino, or Asian, or gay, or straight, or trans? How come only black Americans get to be celebrated? Man, is that racist. Here are a few more important questions. When did the USA become a black nation? Last I checked, we're just one nation under God. Does that nation already have a national anthem? Do we live in America, or has the name been changed to Black America? Because if there's no country named Black America, why would there be an anthem for Black America? This makes no sense to me. Would black Americans be offended if someone said that America is about 70% white, so therefore we all live in white America? I think they'd be pretty darn offended. I'm white, and I'd be offended too. This isn't my America. This isn't white America. It belongs to all of us. We are all Americans, and there should be only one anthem that represents all of us. It's one for all and all for one, right? Millions of Americans feel like the NFL just spit in our face, yet no one in the mainstream media thinks this is a big story. That's either bizarre or racist. If the argument is, and this is the great one, I really get them really good here. If the argument is you don't understand, Wayne, black America is different. They experienced unique persecution with racism and slavery, so they deserve this. Well, first of all, two wrongs don't make a right. Blacks were treated badly. We all agree. Guess what? The NFL just treated everyone who isn't black badly. Secondly, the black experience was terrible, but it's not unique. My Jewish people have experienced prejudice and hatred for thousands of years, including here in America. We've also been enslaved by the Romans and the Egyptians. But we've experienced something far worse than slavery. The Holocaust was about slavery, mass murder, and attempted extinction of our race. So why isn't there a Jewish national anthem played at football games? If you want to play that childish game, our persecution is worse than your persecution. And our persecution was far more recent. The Holocaust was only about 80 years ago. Slavery in America ended almost 200 years ago. More importantly, those days of racism and persecution for blacks are gone, thank God. But watching the nationwide protests since the Hamas mass murder of Jews in Israel, with protesters screaming death and genocide to Jews, it's pretty clear the persecution of Jews is still very much alive. But I don't want a Jewish anthem before football games. Why would anyone want to divide America like this? Is someone looking to start a new civil war? There should not be a black America or a white America or a Jewish America. There is only America. Most importantly, why would any CEO want to offend and anger a majority of his own customers? The majority of NFL fans are white. Does the NFL hate its own white fans? Is the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, self-hating? Is he filled with white guilt? Does he want to chase away all his fans who don't happen to celebrate racism towards whites and division of our country? Because he'd be chasing away most of the NFL's fans. And that would be dumb business, wouldn't it? That would be suicide. I don't see white America or black America. I don't see white football players or black players. I see Americans. I see my brothers. I see my countrymen. It's time to retire the black national anthem at NFL games, unless you want to divide America according to race or religion or tribes. Is that what the NFL wants? I'm not going to stand for the black national anthem. All right, so that's my column that came out today that got such a wonderful response, probably the best response I've ever gotten. And now on to some news stories that I kind of put them in order. I think these are important to hear. First, a Boston couple signs up to house illegal immigrants and gets four delivered within an hour. Is this like a DoorDash? What do we call it? Illegal immigrant criminal dash? They sign up to house illegal immigrants and get four delivered within an hour. A couple in Boston signed up to a government scheme to house illegal immigrants in their own home and were delivered an entire family of four within an hour, according to CBS News. Can you imagine how mentally ill liberals are? This couple is, you know, again, let me say, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. They have to be mentally ill. When Colin and this is what liberals are. Liberalism is a mental illness. When Colin and Jessica Stokes called the state to sign up to be a host family, it took less than an hour for the displaced migrants to be dropped off at their door. The family of four who didn't want to go on camera had been sleeping at Logan Airport. The couple, Colin and Jessica Stokes, said they knew they had the means and wanted to step up, and it has been wonderful. I was like, I have to go get sheets on the beds. How many people are coming? Where are they from? What ages? We really knew nothing, Mrs. Stokes told reporters, with her husband adding, the need is so clearly overwhelming. Can you imagine what morons these people are? Again, let me say, I'm an opinion host, and I'm just stating my opinion. These people are liberal morons with mental illness. The owner of X, Elon Musk, was vocally charged the Biden administration is encouraging and aiding mass illegal immigration, previously warned that soon people would be giving up their homes to house immigrants as there is nowhere else for them to go, and Musk was clearly right. What are they going to do when the immigrants come and they rob from them? What are they going to do when they come and they rape them? What are they going to do when they come and they murder you? Well, it's going to be just like the COVID vaccine, you know? As terrible as it is that the COVID vaccine is killing people, I think one of the saddest parts of it, besides death, because I don't want anybody to die, is that all these delusional morons that believe in government, I never get a chance to say, I told you so. I was right, you were wrong. You dumb mother truckers believe the government and took a poison that's killing you, and I can never say, I told you so. And it's going to be the same thing with these people, not the Stokes. Everybody. Any liberal moron, any mentally ill, white self heating liberal that takes in illegal aliens and gets murdered by them, I can never say I told you so, because they're going to be dead. And this is a great example of the perfect story to follow that one. NYPD, as a New York Police Department, orders officers to tolerate violent gangs whose members are illegal immigrants to make the police look good. A New York City resident recently released a video on X revealing that the New York Police Department has been given orders not to arrest violent illegal immigrants gangs because the cops do not want to look bad. I don't know what to say. The violence here in the last 2 weeks in New York City has gotten so bad, she said. Basically, all the migrants have created these little sub-gangs according to where they derive from. The Colombians are sticking with the Colombians. The Venezuelans are sticking with the Venezuelans. She added that her friend, who is an NYPD officer, said his superiors ordered them, don't make us look bad, don't arrest any of them. They have direct orders that they can't arrest them, migrants, unless it's a serious crime. Meanwhile, you got citizens who live here, and they jaywalk, and the cops say, let's go, I'm taking you in, $3,000 fine. Well, of course they do. You got to pay for the illegal immigrants. Someone's got to pay. Believe me, we're all about to pay in taxes and in death. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog, Bubba. He's almost as big as me, almost as tall as me, but he's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we can do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of your pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets can't overdose or get addicted. And there are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at PC247Health.com. Wouldn't you do anything for your pet? I know I would. I love my Bubba. I do more for Bubba than I would for myself. Go now to PC247Health.com. PC247Health.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Ward sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wayne Allyn Root. The Root is on fire. Crazy weekend. So much going on in my life. So much going on in America. It's hard to even believe how much is going on in this country that is bad, that will need to be overturned and upended and corrected after January 20th, 2025, when Trump is sworn in as the new president. If he's not, we're lost. We're finished. We're gone. It's over. So, boy, is the next few months going to be the most impactful in the history of America. And that's why Democrats will try anything, any Trojan horse to destroy this country and to destroy Trump before November. Because they don't have a candidate. There is no candidate. Joe Biden is brain dead. Everybody knows it. Now the whole world knows it. They got to find Michelle. They've got to convince Michelle Obama to be the candidate. They cannot be Trump with Biden. They cannot be Trump with Kamala. They cannot be Trump with Gavin Newsom. Even with stealing and rigging, they can't be Trump. They've got to get Michelle Obama. I know that's their plan. I know it. Because they have no choice. Replatform is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's the Replatform Freedom Economy Convention. It's March 8th through 10th at the Horseshoe in Las Vegas, which used to be Bally's Hotel and Resort and Casino. Horseshoe, March 8th through 10th. It's the largest gathering of parallel economy businesses, consumers, and advertisers in one place ready to uncancel America. I'll be giving the opening speech. Come here from me, the founders of Give, Send, Go, and many other famous business leaders. The world changed during the COVID pandemic with a merger of corporate, media, government, deep state, and big pharma control. Not just a merger of them, but I would put it differently. I would say a conspiracy of corporate, media, government, deep state, and big pharma. Replatform has been created by the same team that defeated the vaccine mandates. Now they're helping Americans like you to pursue happiness and success in the emerging parallel freedom economy. Get your tickets now at replatformvegas.com. That's replatformvegas.com. Use promo code WAR to receive 10% off replatformvegas.com. So sticking with my real topic here today is about this horrible deep state. What a nightmare the deep state is. And the number one thing they're doing to destroy America is the open border. Right? I mean, it's so clearly obvious that this is the Cloward-Piven plan that I learned while at Columbia University. This is Cloward-Piven. Open the border, let the whole world in, bankrupt America, destroy the middle class, wipe them out, wipe the whole country out, cause an economic collapse, and turn us to a socialist nation. That's what's happening. And by the way, some of the people you're inviting in, or many of them, are killers, rapists, and terrorists. And it's interesting because here's a headline: more red flags than before 9/11. An Ohio sheriff warns the American people of a worsening border invasion. Ohio Sheriff Richard K. Jones held a press conference where he shared details about a meeting in Washington, D.C. that he attended alongside sheriffs from across the nation. The meeting featured discussions with the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray. Keep in mind that I think Christopher Wray is one of the worst evil human beings in the world. And even he's shouting, and probably because they know what's coming. So he's just telling us, just like they used to warn us, and it was true. They said, you know, a pandemic's coming. And then a pandemic came. Now they're warning of another pandemic, X, and it's coming. And Christopher Wray of the FBI keeps warning that terrorist attacks are coming, big ones. And so Jones explained the president has refused to meet with the 3,300 sheriffs, the president meaning brain-dead, diaper-wearing, dementia victim Joe Biden. The president has refused to meet with 3,300 sheriffs and police chiefs across the USA amid the border crisis and the eruption of violent crime around the country. We were told by Mr. Wray, the FBI director, there are more red flags going off now than before 9/11. The people coming in are coming here to harm us, to kill us, to terrorize us, to conquer us, to take over this nation. Here's another headline as we go out. Two U.S. members of Congress are denied access to a secretive migrant facility that is funded by your taxpayer dollars. A federally funded migrant facility. They wanted to go in and see what's going on, and they would not let them in. Of course not. You have no idea what's going on inside. They're probably all raping each other. They're probably killing each other. They're probably thieving each other, robbing each other. This is a disaster. Probably raping little children. You have no idea what kind of filth is coming in this country.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News update. Former President Trump participated in a closed-door hearing Monday regarding his classified documents case in Florida. Trump and his legal team met with a federal judge for an extensive discussion that lasted for several hours. The White House brushing aside worries about President Biden's age. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Biden's age and experience contribute to his effectiveness as a leader, emphasizing his legislative successes. The U.S. is not backing Israeli military actions in Rafah, Palestine, pending the implementation of a plan to safeguard civilians.
We do not support any military campaign in Rafah going forward, as long as they cannot properly account for the 1.1 million people, by some estimates, who are in Rafah today.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller faced questions in response to a series of Israeli assaults resulting in numerous Palestinian deaths. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Yeah.
Alan Root. Welcome back to the show. You find me on the radio here at AM 670, my flagship station. And, of course, we're syndicated all over the United States in so many markets. God, we picked up three markets just a week ago, three brand-new markets. So all over the United States in, I don't know, I think we're like in 60, 65, 70 markets now on USA Audio Network. And then, of course, you get me on TV next hour, Lindell TV, Monday through Friday. On weekends, you get me with the biggest show on Real America's Voice TV Network, which now runs four times a weekend, but the main showing is on Saturday mornings at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Just a couple days ago Saturday, my guest was President Donald J. Trump. It was my 14th interview with the president, and very proud of that. I said to President Trump, 14 interviews, anybody ever gotten more with you? He said, you're right at the top, Wayne, you're right at the top. I think I'm probably number one. I don't think Sean Hannity ever had 14 interviews with the president. So it's right there, right at the top. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Pet Club 24/7. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dogs, Bubba and Buddy. They're my babies. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing that you can do for your pet is help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of animals. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit: dogs, cats, horses, pretty much anything you can name that you keep in your house. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. There are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at PC247Health.com. PC247Health.com. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for Bubba or Buddy, and I believe you feel the same way about your pets. PC247Health.com. Special discounts for my fans. All right, even though I'm national, I do a lot of examples of what's going wrong in the world here in Vegas, because that's where I'm based. I'm a Vegas guy. I'm the Vegas Rush Limbaugh. The world knows me as a Vegas guy. There are so many problems in Vegas, and what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It shows you what's going on all over the United States. So we got a local guy who is a real Vegas hero to me. His name is Chuck Muth. He does a fantastic job. He's a Republican conservative activist, and a guy who works on campaigns and wins campaigns and understands how you win campaigns as a Republican, which none of these people who run for office seem to understand. He's the president of citizenoutreach.org, citizenoutreach.org, and he's the publisher of Nevada News and Views. Chuck Muth, welcome to the show. How are you?
Wait, I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me on. But before we get to politics, I want to know, did you place a bet on the over-under on how many times CBS was going to show Taylor Swift yesterday?
Yeah, I didn't, but I knew it would be a lot. I knew it would be an awful lot. I am sorry to say I won the game. I bet on Kansas City, and I felt bad about it because, you know, at this point with Taylor Swift and her boyfriend Travis Kelce, who's the spokesperson for Pfizer, and she's about to endorse Biden, they're not exactly on my hit list. So I felt kind of bad betting on Kansas City, but I just knew they'd win. I knew Mahomes is the best quarterback on earth, the new Tom Brady, and you just can't bet against him. And I was right, so I made money, but I felt bad betting on a team that represents, you know, so many liberal things I can't stand. But boy, they showed her a lot, didn't they?
Yeah, I had the same problem. I was just conflicted going into the Super Bowl because the reason I've never hated Kansas City, but the whole Travis Kelce thing and the jab and all bothered me. But then I looked at the alternative with San Francisco, and that's the home of Colin Kaepernick, and I still haven't gotten over that yet.
Exactly. So there were no, listen, between the black national anthem, the halftime show that had like 400 performers and all 400 were black, it's like if you tuned in from Mars and you watched this show, you would not believe that America has white people anymore. So there isn't much to like anymore about football, and yet I still love it. I've loved the game since I was 5 years old, and I can't stop watching the game and betting on the game, but boy, does it annoy me that they are so woke and so liberal. All right, look, I have you on because I I want to talk about all the what I think is corruption in Nevada. I know you've written extensively about a lot of assemblymen and state senators that had to resign because of corruption. And I also want to talk about an assemblywoman named Cecilia Gonzalez, who has a strange idea about inflation. So I want to get to all of those because I think what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It's representative of what's happening all over the United States. Let's start with Nevada Assemblywoman Cecilia Gonzalez, who is a transplant in California. You've got the story. I read it in your wonderful Nevada News and Views. So just educate my fans on what she had to say that was so brilliant.
Well, brilliant, I didn't see you put air quotes on brilliant. But
yes, air quotes, yes. There were air quotes, definitely. I was joking, but go ahead, tell us. Educate us.
See, this was last week. She posted something on Twitter that essentially said she went to McDonald's and ordered two hash browns and an egg McMuffin, and it came to almost $11. And then, the quote was like, when did things like this become so expensive? I wrote back simply, well, it happened, when Joe Biden, and I was very sarcastic about it, it was like when Joe Biden became president, duh. She didn't take that too well either. But, it's just amazing that we have elected representatives at all levels of government who don't have even the basic understanding of economics. The main point was, first of all, it's all of Biden's policies that contributed to this inflation. But probably the single worst thing even happened before Joe Biden is this movement to increase the minimum wage. Now they're pushing $20 and $25 an hour. And people say, oh, yeah, I'll support that. I'll vote for that. Not realizing that you're going to pay for it one way or the other. And the way you pay for it is if the cost of labor goes up, the cost of the products and services go up. So if you're paying $11 now for hash browns and an egg McMuffin at McDonald's, you should be grateful if you voted to raise the minimum wage to $15, $20 an hour. And that's what this is really all about. And these people are just absolutely clueless when it comes to I can't even say that she is shameless in that she knew what she was saying. I don't think, Wayne, that she even realized what she was saying.
No, I don't think any of them do. I don't think any of these Democrats have any idea. They're just so stupid. And they're communists, by the way. It's a bad combination. Incompetent, stupid, clueless, and communist, or socialist, or Marxist, however you'd like to explain it. But I saw an article, Chuck, I don't know, like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. They all blend now. I read so much stuff all day long. But it was about the fact that fast food restaurants in California are closing by the minute because people don't realize when you have a staff of like 50 or 100 people in multiple shifts over 7 days a week, and your doors are open, like 16 hours a day, in some cases maybe even 24 hours a day, an increase in the minimum wage adds up to thousands, tens of thousands, and per year, hundreds of thousands, and nobody can charge enough for a hamburger or a hot dog or a taco to make up for that, so you can't stay in business anymore.
No, and it goes to, I forget what the saying is, unknown consequences for your actions. And here it is,
right.
They're supposedly trying to help minimum wage workers get more money. But what they've done, they don't understand how business works. If you're going to raise that cost of labor, and I remember this was years ago, it was the first time that I saw the first checkout counter, self-checkout at a McDonald's. It was down in, I think, Victorville, California on one of my trips there. So instead of having the minimum wage person behind the counter taking your order, you had to punch your order into a kiosk in order to get your food. And then I forget where I saw this, but one of these fast food restaurants a couple of years ago started with a machine that automatically flips the burgers perfectly. Yeah. So now you don't even have the cooks and the chefs getting paid.
And you haven't even brought up AI. By the time artificial intelligence kicks in another 5 years, there's not going to be jobs for any of these people. Blue-collar minimum wage workers, if you paid them $80 an hour, it wouldn't matter because no one is going to employ them anymore.
Right. And this has been my objection. And I know when you're a principled conservative like I am, so I'm guessing that you and I agree on this. There's no constitutional authority, in my opinion, for the government
right.
to tell a willing worker how much they have to be paid by a willing employee.
Agreed. Agreed. 100%.
That's the free market at work.
Right. No, and listen, the one thing you didn't bring up, Chuck, is that minimum wage employees don't tend to be Harvard graduates at the age of 40 who have 20 years of experience in the workforce. They're like kids with pimples who are 16 years old that are screwing a chick in the back seat with a condom. They're not supposed to make $40 an hour. They're training at their first job. They don't know what they're doing. How can you pay them $20, $30, and $40 an hour and survive in business? Because if you give them 20, then the other guy who's been there 5 years, who's making 15 an hour, has to make 30 an hour, and the manager who makes 40 an hour has to now make $100 an hour, and you're out of business.
Yeah, it really, you really hit the nail on the head there, Wayne. It really shouldn't be called the minimum wage. It should be called entry-level wage, because that's exactly what it is. These are people with no skills, no job background, no experience. The problem that I'm sure you talk to business owners all the time these days, too, their biggest problem right now is these kids are coming into the job market, and they don't want to work, or they show up late, or they don't even bother to call in sick.
For $15 an hour.
Yeah, at $15 an hour, and they still can't get good workers to come in and do those jobs.
Yeah, it's scary. Hey, we're going to an ad break. Can you hang with me for one more segment?
Yeah, sure. You got it.
All right, I want to talk a little bit more about inflation, and then I want to get to some old columns you had in your Nevada News and Views and your Citizen Outreach publications about all the corruption in the Democrat Assembly and State Senate in Nevada. I've got all of it right in front of me here, and I actually did a commentary about it. I was so impressed by what you put together about how bad it really is. Shocked even me, Chuck, and nothing much shocks me. I was even shocked. We'll be right back. More with Chuck Muth of Citizen Outreach. I'm Wayne Alaroot, RootForAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for ZStack and ZShield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary ZStack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed ZShield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, Wayne Alaroot. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable 3-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all 3 products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio
Radio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now. So they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Of the Dallas Cowboy-Detroit Lion debate, okay? Okay? You guys don't hear what goes on in the break. You have no idea what I live with. What I live with. Oh, my God. A Detroit Lions fan. Spike Warrior. Spike, what's the sound of the Dallas Cowboys? Do you have some gal cheerleaders dancing? Spike Warrior is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll get back to my guest, Chuck Muth. It's the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, and the website is spikewarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, as in those COVID vaccines, and I'll have news on that later on in the show. I've got some more damning data from the government of the United Kingdom that shows that death and cancer among children is up 331% only since the vaccines came out. But the single most asked question I get from my fans about this news, it gets worse every day. They keep saying, Wayne, what do I do? I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. And now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending no-covidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove, repair, and restore. Remove the toxins, repair your health, restore your immunity and DNA stability. Patent-pending no-covidium was fantastic, but this is three times better, three times stronger, three times more powerful from the same company. This is the triple crown of immune repair. This is how you flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And it's all natural, no drugs. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to spikewarrior.com, get all three products, remove, repair, restore for 50% off. That's a 50% discount, triple the power for half the price. Go right now to spikewarrior.com, use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, and get half the price, half off, spikewarrior.com. And then I always have to read the disclaimer. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure or prevent any disease. All right, we're back with Chuck Muth, and we're talking about Democrats who live in la-la land and actually think, you know, same way they think money grows on trees, they think inflation has nothing to do with Joe Biden, even though there was none under President Trump, and there is now massive inflation, and they don't understand why. It seems like it only started, about 3 years ago when Joe Biden became president. Chuck is president of citizenoutreach.org and publisher of NevadaNewsAndViews.com. Hey, Chuck, welcome back.
Glad to be with you, Wayne.
If you listen to The Economist, who, by the way, would, you know, you'd be bankrupt if you listen to The Economist. They're always wrong about everything. But they're all telling us, and especially the Democrat economists in the government, are telling us that inflation is gone, inflation is beaten, everything is fine. I just got my gas bill, you know, for my house, to heat my house. And a year ago, it was like $100, $110. It was $330 last month from Southwest Gas here in Las Vegas. And my wife, Cindy, is on all these boards of directors in Summerlin, and everyone she's speaking to is losing their minds over their gas bill. And we all know our electric bill is higher. We know my health insurance bill is higher. I know my car insurance bill is higher. I know my P.O. box bill is higher. Pretty much everything in this world, all my groceries are higher than they've ever been. Inflation isn't beaten. They're lying to us.
Now, I think that's one of the funniest things is when I see one of these inflation stories on Bidenomics, and they say, inflation's not bad if you take out food and energy. And I'm like,
exactly.
Wait a minute. Food and energy are the most important things. That's what we spend most of our money on here in the middle class.
Right.
These people are just shameless.
They're just idiots. So, all right, they don't know anything, but the problem is, normally you'd laugh at them, you'd elect some Republicans, and everything would be okay. But that's not the way it works, because they're in control right now, and the middle class is getting slaughtered, and people are going to lose their homes. I think old people on a fixed income, senior citizens on a fixed income, they're not going to make it with these new gas bills and these gigantic increase in electric bills. It's really tough to make a living. But you and I aren't going to solve this until we get someone good in November, like President Trump in there, and without him, we got a problem. But let's talk about another issue. I want to change gears for a minute. You're the guy who broke the news that so many Nevada assemblymen and state senators had massive conflicts of interest. They take government money and they give it to nonprofits, and they wind up being in charge of the nonprofits, and they forgot to tell us. Just give us a few examples of some of the things that were going on recently in the Nevada legislature.
Yeah, well, the worst was Assemblywoman Michelle Gorlow. There was what was called in the legislature the Christmas tree bill, and that's where millions and millions of taxpayer dollars were redirected to various nonprofit organizations. And Assemblywoman Gorlow voted to give millions of dollars to these nonprofit organizations, but one of them in particular stood out because just 2 weeks after the session ended, or maybe 3 weeks, very shortly after the session ended, she ended up taking a job as the executive director of one of the nonprofit organizations that she had voted to give money to. So basically, she took money out of the taxpayer's pocket, gave it to a nonprofit organization, and then turned around and took a job running that nonprofit organization before the ink had even dried on the bill. I didn't break the story. Actually, it was the Las Vegas Review Journal that broke the story about this. But what I did do was I filed an ethics complaint against Assemblywoman Gorlow for this, and the next day she announced that she was not going to be running for re-election. And then all the dominoes started to fall.
Good job. Great job. And that's why I like you, Chuck, and that's why everyone in Nevada owes you a debt of gratitude. We appreciate everything you do. Sometimes you and I disagree. I was a big Trump guy. You were kind of a DeSantis guy, but we're all on the same team, and we're all good friends, and I really appreciate everything you do, and you're a good man. So thanks for everything, Chuck. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.